Welcome back, the wedding day. Revelations 19, our anchor scripture. Revelations chapter 19 from verse 7 to verse 9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Welcome once again, sir. Mm-hmm. No, sir. It was until I met the end time message through your ministry that, you know, emphasis was laid, or my attention was called. Let me say, my own attention was called to the word bride. You know, marriage of Christ and his church, bride. So a lot of us are confused. And then at the same time, we hear you preach about the Holy Ghost, and you say the Holy Ghost is like a wedding ring that a man gives his wife, a token. And that signifies that this woman is married. You know, at times you tell us to say during prayers, I belong to Jesus. I am married to Jesus. You at times you ask us to make such statements. I am married to Jesus, Satan leave me alone. So it leads us to ask this question. You know, are we presently married to the Lord Jesus, or are we just engaged?
Thank you very much. You know why I took such a breath? Because sometimes you ask these questions, and you being a denominational man before, you ask from the denominational hangover.
That's true.
You know, of the understanding of salvation.
That's true.
And, you know, the understanding of salvation has been so messed up by the denominations that sometimes to wade through that confusion and put a perfect picture is not easy. But I know by the grace of God, which is the purpose of a program like this, that God will help us say things that will give a perfect understanding, a picture of what it is. You will only understand your question again, please.
Okay, are we presently married to the Lord Jesus, or are we engaged? Just engaged.
Now, in that is, you are speaking believing that everyone listening to us understands the process of marriage. There are three or four stages in a relationship that culminates into the marriage.
Okay.
First and foremost, marriage is another word for union.
Amen.
The joining together of one thing with the other together is marriage. The marrying it together.
Amen.
Bringing this and this together is called marriage.
Amen.
So you see, you can marry ideas. You see, you can marry a building.
Okay.
You can marry a structure.
Okay.
You can, you know, marry a song,
okay.
Marry songs, bring them together. You know, but this one we're talking about now is about a man and a woman.
Amen.
The first stage, you know, is that the man takes interest in a woman. Takes interest in a woman and demonstrates that, goes further by calling the attention of the woman.
Okay. Interest and then calling her attention.
Attention of the woman to make his intention known to her.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So the woman considers that intention. And what is the intention? Is to
marry her.
To marry you. So that you and I can be together as one.
As one. Amen.
And live together the rest of our lives.
Okay.
The woman considers the implication, considers the conditions, and sees if she is convinced that this is the right person for her to marry.
Okay.
Then she agrees.
Agreement.
Then they now promise to marry.
Okay, is that the second stage?
That is not the second stage.
Agreeing and promising.
Yes.
And accepting.
Which is called engagement.
Okay, the second stage is engagement.
It's now they engage themselves.
No.
Now you engage to be married.
Engage to be married.
Yes. Mm. Now, no, this nothing. Engagement is actually the courtship period.
Wow. This has become marriage and divorce class.
Now, this has become, I mean, this is the next stage now, is the courtship.
Courtship period.
There can be no courtship until there is an engagement.
Wow.
A promise. Mm. And what is the promise? The promise is,
I'll marry you.
All things being equal. Mm. I'll marry you. That's why I believe and I teach that Christians to make sure you get engaged. I mean, you do courtship.
Courtship.
Jesus Christ, and I preach a message about counting the cost.
Yes, sir.
You know, you have to count the cost. Hmm. And that takes place during the courtship. If I marry this one, see the problem I will go through before the final marriage.
So let me quote back what you said to you.
Yes.
There can be no courtship before engagement.
Engagement starts from, I mean, courtship starts from engagement.
So you can't court before engaging.
How can you court now?
Okay.
I mean,
all right,
I'm talking of Christian. I'm not talking of this modern
okay.
Perverted world system.
Okay, so engagement first.
Because if the girl doesn't agree, how will you have a relationship?
Okay. Is the third stage then courtship?
That is the courtship.
The third stage?
Yes.
Okay. Courtship.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Now, after the courtship, it is during the courtship that you will now agree finally that yes, this is what I want. Mm. I have counted the costs.
Wow.
I know the implication. I know that if I will follow this man, or that will follow him, there is persecution. There will be this. There will be resistance from my old parents, from his own parents. There will be trouble.
Tribulations.
You are counting the cost.
Okay.
And you still say, no, I will stay with him.
Wow.
Then you now understand why the Holy Ghost is given to them that believe. The depth of that statement.
Given to them who are
convinced. So you understand. You know. Now, it's not just about, it's not this modern thing about, oh, I see you, I want to marry you. Okay, so then you know, you know the perverted thing that's going on. You know. You must have a courtship. And then it is after then you agree, then the man goes to meet the parents. And
wedding.
And then they make their intentions known to the parents. And it is then he pays the bride price.
Okay, then the fourth stage is the dowry
payment. The dowry payment.
Okay.
The dowry payment.
Okay.
And he takes his wife home.
Okay.
The parents release him because Amen. The price is paid. They have accepted it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, that is the physical setting. And so, to make us understand the relationship we have with Christ, the Holy Ghost, God himself, uses the terminology of bride and bridegroom.
Mm. Amen.
There is a marriage between Christ and his church.
Amen.
Now, there is the marriage also has to undergo a process. Mm. The same process the physical marriage goes on is the same process that the spiritual marriage between the church and Christ, it also undergoes. Mm. So your question, are we married or we are engaged? You can now see that we are in the stage of engagement. We are engaged to be married.
Okay, so wow. Presently, the Christians. Let me not use the word bride because of this subject matter we are dealing with today. So let me use Christians. So presently, Christians are engaged to be married.
The bride. We are the bride.
Okay.
And that is what makes you the bride. It is only one who is engaged. If you are engaged and the bride price paid, then you become bride.
Okay, what if you are engaged? Because potential I'm following bride. What you taught me.
Yes.
What if you are engaged, you are in courtship, and the bride, the fourth stage, payment of that is not yet done?
No, it's still the wooing period.
Okay.
You are not yet the bride.
Okay.
Until a bride price
has been paid.
Because there are ceremonies.
Okay.
After that, so potentially, you are his wife.
Okay.
But not yet married.
Okay. So
you are a wife, but not yet married. You are a wife because the bride price is paid. But there is a process that after the bride price, you then become the wife. But potentially, everybody will call you the wife because the price has been paid.
Mm-hmm.
But the ceremony has to be concluded.
Okay, so that is the estate of Christians today.
That is the essence of Christians today. We are the bride because the price has been paid.
Okay, so our own goes just beyond the engagement.
Yes.
It goes all the way all to the payment.
Exactly, which is a continuation of the engagement.
A continuation.
Continuation of the engagement, you know,
so
up till the bride price being paid.
Okay.
And then, even the bride price being paid is still, you are still, by the time you reach the bride price being paid, you are actually, let me correct myself, you're only potentially a wife because the right word is you are espoused.
Payment of dowry, espousa.
It's espousa, you are espoused.
Okay. So the Christians are espoused to Christ.
We are now espoused.
And our bride price has been paid.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. But the wedding is not yet consummated.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay. It's good to note. So this is a special estate of the Church of Jesus.
The man takes sight of the woman. You gave us four stages, sir. He takes interest in the woman, then he engages her, courtship, pain of the bride.
Maybe let me give scripture to what I am saying.
Okay, sir.
So that maybe we'll understand it. Let's go back to the Old Testament.
Okay.
And the story of Samson.
Samson.
Yes, Judges chapter 14. Now in Judges chapter 14, maybe from verse 1, if you help me read it.
Okay. And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines.
Yes.
And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well.
Mm-hmm.
But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord, that he sought an occasion against the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel.
Now, if you go to verse 7 and verse 8.
And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well.
Mm-hmm.
And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion.
Now, verse 7, he said, and he went down and talked with the woman.
Mm.
Take notes.
That's right.
Okay? And she pleased Samson well.
Mm.
So there was some rapport that went in that made him confirm he will marry her.
Mm.
But it took time again.
Mm.
Verse 8, and after a time,
he returned
to take her.
Mm. Amen.
And then on his way, something happened.
Yes, sir.
He tore that lion to pieces. And then, according to the culture of the people, knowing that he was now engaged to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you read the whole story.
Yes, sir.
They knew that she was engaged to one of the Philistines. And he came to give a redo. I mean, Philistine women. We went to give a redo. If you get the answer, this is what I will do for you. This is what I will do for you. You know the betting they did.
Yes, sir.
And when they could not get it, they went through the woman. The woman put pressure on him because he loved her. All these are types anyway. Then before, you know what, he let her know what actually the answer to the riddle.
Mm-hmm.
And she went and told them. And of course, they came up and he said, "You did this. You know what you did. You forced my girlfriend. My high five. I call her my high five. Now, and you saw what happened. Now, see something here. Verse 20.
Okay. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend.
Now go to chapter 15, verses 1 to 3.
Judges 15, verse 1 to 3.
Yes.
But it came to pass, within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said,
I will. Now if you notice, he calls her
his wife.
That's
right.
But it was only an engagement.
That's right.
Amen.
And he had paid for it, paid the bride price. So he was actually, she was espoused to him. It's just left now for the process, for him to now come and collect her home.
To be consummated.
The calling home is the wedding.
Okay.
Taking home is the wedding.
Okay.
All others are processes that lead to the man coming to take her home. But see what happened, and then you'll understand the marriage that is going on now between Christ and his church.
But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go in unto my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure.
Now, if you understand salvation very well,
yes, sir,
you now understand that this is the situation of the Church of Jesus Christ. Mm. Mm.
Okay. Please, sir,
I break it down.
Okay.
Christ came. John 14, can we read it?
John 14.
From verse 1.
Okay. John 14 from verse 1. Okay. Yes. Let not your hearts be troubled.
Well, who is he telling?
The disciples.
His wife.
Yeah, his wife. Okay. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Let not your hearts be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God.
Yes.
Believe also in me.
Yes.
In my father's house are many mansions.
See Samson telling that Philistine woman.
Hallelujah.
Go on.
If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Okay.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Okay. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Now. But he has gone to prepare. Before he came, his friend.
Oh my. Collected his wife.
What is his friend?
Hallelujah.
They are all these servants. They are all these ministers.
Amen.
That they came in and collected his wife from him. And they are offering him another woman.
Oh my God.
Woo.
Rema.
Are you catching the condition of the church today?
Hallelujah.
The church that you are seeing today, that people are believing in the church. It is another church. It's not the church that Jesus Christ purchased with his blood.
Amen.
And that is why, if you follow the story of Samson later, he showed his anger.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And there is a day of the Lord that he, Christ, will come and show his anger on what they have done to his wife and how they have stolen his wife away from him.
Amen. Well, Gabriel, I was going to ask a follow-up question from what Pastor said. Can an engagement be broken?
Sure.
Okay. Now, in this present state of the church, because we believe in eternal security.
Sure.
And we must properly balance things.
Believe in predestination.
Yes, you believe in predestination also.
Yes.
Can an engagement be broken? Yes, you've answered sure. But this type of engagement, the bride of Christ and Christ, can it be broken?
The truth about it is, those, catch it very well. The relationship, this spiritual engagement that is going on, is nobody just gets himself engaged to Christ anyhow.
Okay.
Nobody takes that decision and goes back. See the people that are truly the bride of Christ in Revelation chapter 12.
Okay.
Revelation chapter 12.
So that you I want you to really, really catch something there. And I know the Lord will help me this night to really put this picture together that he has caused me to know. Take note, verse 10 and verse 11.
Okay. Revelations 12, verse 10 and 11.
Yes.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ.
Yes.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day
now,
and night.
Now see here, verse 11.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of their testimony.
And
they loved not their lives unto the death.
The kind of engagement that goes on between the bride of Jesus Christ and him is not the type that he can cut. First, he keeps his word.
Okay.
Amen.
If Christ says,
I will come for you,
and he does not just gamble.
Okay.
No, he doesn't just gamble. He knows everybody. Mm. He knew that Judas will not make it.
Mm.
He knew it. Mm. Therefore, he will not give Judas the token.
Mm. Mm. Amen.
Remember that he's not an ordinary man like you, struggling to know which girl you can. He knows all.
Amen.
He knows.
Hallelujah.
So when he gives, before he will not just, he does not just gamble about who. So he knows those that when he reveals himself to them and they get to know who he is, they will love him until they'll be ready to even die for him. Go to church history and then you will see people who value their relationship with Christ more than anything on earth and are ready to die.
So he knows the kind of bride he chose.
So he does not gamble.
Okay.
So there's nothing like you can during the courtship. During the courtship period, he's only empowering you with knowledge and experience to give you reason to stand well and keep to your decision. Oh.
Is that why I said no one can plug them out of that?
They can't. They can't plug him. Okay. All the Father had given him.
That's right.
Mm. And the Father
which gave them
is greater than, him. Mm. When he say greater than him, that is, he will not make a mistake.
Okay.
Amen.
He's not a human being.
Okay.
So don't think that he will choose like human beings.
Okay.
We must, have that as a background for this marriage that is going on.
Hallelujah.
Between Christ. Because the truth is that people profess to love him. He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not my commandments?
Because hypocrites.
Those who have made him a Lord, they keep his commandments. It's one way of saying, you don't belong.
Hallelujah.
Wow, so it's
on though basis. You are claiming to be Christian. That's it.
So the persons are not really engaged to him. They're claiming.
There are many people that are Christians today, but they are not engaged. They are assuming they are engaged.
Oh my God. Amen.
Okay
so I really enjoy this type from Judges. It's perfect. First time I'm seeing this.
Yes.
Okay.
But
when we read the book of Revelation, what is the marriage supper of the Lamb? We read Revelation 19, and John was saying the marriage, blessed are those who...
Yes, Revelation 19:9.
And
he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Can I give you more scriptures first?
Okay.
So that, because I know why I'm saying this. Yes, I was in an enter message program, ministers, and some... This argument of at what point do you call somebody your wife?
Mm.
And I will left that place without any common ground.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Wow.
And, that is how it is in the end time message.
Okay.
Brother Abraham spoke and said so many things, different things concerning same issue, same topic.
That's true.
And it sometimes creates a lot of arguments, which shouldn't be. But it's because the people are not able to follow the context of his speech.
Amen.
So they just apply it also wrongly.
Mm.
Just like you read the Bible, Apostle Paul will tell you, it is good that a man should not be married. it's good that every man should be like him.
Like him.
Now, if Brother Abraham were not married, all this In fact, the end time is a doctrine will have been done tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The followers of Bishop William Branham.
Mm.
But, you know, the same Apostle Paul again said, let every man have his wife.
Yes, sir.
Now, those who don't want to marry, they will not go to that court.
Mm.
Now, instead of to carry that coat and carry this one, and marry it together and get the picture together of what he's talking about.
Amen.
They just run off with one coat, run off on almost every issue, you know. So concerning this, that is why, before you say at what point somebody is your wife, or, you know, there are terminologies that are used. You know, you take, for instance, Joseph in Matthew chapter 1.
Okay. Matthew 1.
You know, Matthew 1, I think maybe from verse 18 and maybe up to verse 25.
Okay. Matthew 1 from verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
Yes.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph.
Can you see? The Mary was already espoused to Joseph.
Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
This coming together is sexual union.
Okay.
Okay.
Then,
so it means they were actually married.
Mm.
The whole process of marriage was already done. She was betrothed to Joseph, handed over to him. The process continues with taking her and then the confirmation that you are now my wife, the action that brings a man and a woman together, the two of them shall be joined together. That is, you know, the joining there is sexual union.
Mm-hmm.
It's not living in the house together like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I said, when a man is engaged to a woman, and then we ask, is there any impediment when we want to join them? We ministers, you know, we want to make sure, because if you have already had a sexual union with her before you are coming there, you are already married. What are you coming here for?
Wow.
Okay. And now, sometimes it is even announced, the secret is exposed by the stomach shooting out.
Yes, sir.
You don't even have to ask that again.
Mm.
You know? Or a pregnancy test is conducted that confirmed that there was a union. You were already husband and wife. The marriage is not dissolved.
Okay.
The marriage is only blessed if he has paid the bride price.
Okay.
But you don't come and start exchanging vow in the pulpit as if you are, you know. You have already exchanged your vow within the two of you. You don't need God to it.
Wow.
So when you come, we bless your marriage. So remove all those ceremonies. Come to my office. Kneel down. God bless all of you. Go enjoy your marriage. Go enjoy your marriage because you're already married.
Married. Amen.
So, now before Joseph could go into his wife, certainly it was not that day that he paid the bride price. He was handed over. He must have taken some time for whatever reason. Because these days, they call it honeymoon, that very night, that very day.
Mm.
And even in Israel, we know that there is a token of virginity.
That's true.
And that is part of the wedding ceremony.
Wow.
So for whatever reason, before
the wedding ceremony.
Before the wedding
ceremony,
you know, before he could meet with her as husband and wife, in a sexual intercourse union, he discovered that she was pregnant.
Wow.
So that's what he's saying there.
Okay. Verse 19. Then Joseph,
now,
her husband.
Listen to the terminologies that are going on.
Okay. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things.
You know why? In Israel, there must be a token of virginity.
That's right.
So if everybody is waiting for confirmation that she's a virgin, because in Israel at that time, if you are going to marry, every young girl must marry as a virgin. If not, If there is no blood to show that the hymen has been, the hymen has been broken, that's with true. Evidence of blood, they are waiting outside with stones to stone her to death.
Okay.
Verse 20.
Verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Uh-huh. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child,
right.
and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
So you see, she was his wife.
Okay.
It was not engagement. He had already paid the bride price, did everything, and now took her to be the wife because he was betrothed to her.
Okay.
And before he could come in, so they were already married.
Wow.
Okay. Now, if you go to also. The picture is also made clearer. You know, the spiritual marriage now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Okay.
Apostle Paul, you know, made that statement in verse 2.
2 Corinthians church. Yes. 11, verse 2.
Yes.
Okay. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
Yes.
For I have espoused you to one husband.
Yes.
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
That he might present them.
A chaste virgin to Christ.
To Christ, the husband.
Amen. Mm.
So the, you know, he has not presented yet. He's espoused to be married. So the process is still going on.
Okay.
Before the marriage. Then you also understand why in Matthew 25, those two groups of Christians are called the wise virgins.
And the foolish
virgins. And the foolish virgins.
Amen.
Okay? You know, wise virgins, and they are not yet defiled by any man. Nobody has come in yet. Okay?
Amen.
Then, you know, the scripture you quoted, Revelation 19.
Yes, sir.
What was the question you were asking from there?
Okay.
What is the marriage supper of the Lamb?
The marriage supper of the Lamb can be looked at if I look at it this way. What is supper?
Okay.
Supper is an evening meal.
It's a meal at the end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay.
Correct?
Very correct, sir.
That ends the ending of the day. It's the end of, you know, no more light.
Okay.
The light has gone down. And it's the end of the day. And there is a prophecy for Israel. Malachi chapter 4.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5.
Malachi 4. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Now, the great and dreadful day
of the Lord. Amen.
Now, I have tried to understand that verse. The reason I said this is that in Matthew chapter 11, Christ said that Elijah that is to come is John the Baptist.
That's true.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
But if you look at it, John the Baptist fulfilled only one part
of this prophecy.
Yes,
why? Because verse 5 and verse 6 of Malachi chapter 4,
yes,
it said there is the great
and
the dreadful day. Now, although he didn't say great and dreadful days, but we are looking at Revelation, language of Revelation.
That's true.
There is the great day
and the dreadful,
and there's the dreadful day.
Amen.
And the great day is, when they say day here, is period.
Period, that's right.
Yes, that God sent his salvation.
Amen.
Extend his mercy.
Amen.
Forgiveness of sin.
Acceptable year of the Lord.
The acceptable year.
That's right.
That is what Isaiah 61, verse 1 and verse 2 speaks about. The acceptable year of the Lord, and
the time of vengeance.
And the day of vengeance.
Amen.
So that is the dreadful day of the Lord.
Amen.
So the acceptable year of the Lord,
amen,
is the period of salvation.
Mm.
So if you look at it, that John the Baptist, you know, in short, let me just put it this way. In God's divine agenda, let me summarize this. Let me not go too far. In God's divine agenda, in his divine agenda that started from the Garden of Eden, when man fell.
Hallelujah.
The end of that agenda is called the end time.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, activities of the end time includes the culmination of the gathering of his people, elements of his people away from the earth. And it started about 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Therefore, listen, because you followers of the end time message, listen to me before you begin to say I'm contradicting anybody, or contradicting the prophet, or contradicting your ideas. Listen very well. The evening of God's program began from when Christ was born. Why? Who is Christ? Christ is our Passover.
Amen.
Passover. Amen.
If Christ is our Passover,
wow.
When was the Passover lamb killed?
In the night.
Eh?
In the night.
They killed and ate it. What were they eating?
Passover.
Supper.
Supper.
Supper, that's right.
That's why it is called the Lord's Supper.
Lord's Supper. True.
Therefore, when you say, what was your question again?
What is the marriage supper of the Lamb?
So you now know the marriage supper is every day, as often as we eat, we do show for his death, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we not see eating the communion. So this final stage of God's agenda for redemption, for salvation of man, that started with the birth of Jesus Christ, begins the supper activities of God. I know you're looking at me.
No, this is strange, but I want
you are expecting me to say it is the end time message.
Okay. Well, no, I was even going to, because this looks like an event happening in heaven.
Then in Luke chapter 14, from verse 15, there is a call there.
Luke 14 from verse 15.
Yes.
And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh.
Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many.
Eh?
A certain man made a great supper and bade many.
Who is that man?
That would be God.
Correct. Go ahead.
Okay. And sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse.
Uh-huh.
The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go
I
and
I want
see
you to
it.
Note that the servant was sent when?
At supper time.
Supper time.
And in our Singular Bible study, service. In our Bible study, because you are Bible students.
Yes, sir. That's
right. Okay. You know, okay, go ahead. Let's finish reading it.
And they all with one consent began to make excuse.
Yes.
The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it.
Uh-huh.
I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, go out quickly into the street and the lanes of the city, and bring in either the poor.
Are you hearing the call now?
Yes, sir. And bring in either the
poor. And this call is when?
At supper time.
Okay.
and bringing hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind.
Yes.
And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded,
yes,
and yet there is room.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and edges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
Uh-huh.
For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
Who is that one servant?
Yes, singular servant.
Singular servant.
The Lord Jesus.
The first man that was sent, because he didn't say servants.
That's right.
The first one is servant. It's whatever servant it is. You know, remember, this is like a parable.
It was a singular servant also.
It was a singular servant.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Just one servant.
So we're talking about, you know, the ministry now. Mm. And of course, you know, we're looking at the apostles and all that ministry of evangelism.
Okay.
That went around gathering the people,
okay,
you know, preaching. And remember, if you notice, verse 22.
Okay. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
Now, that is why it didn't just end in the first church age.
Okay.
Because there is still room.
Amen and amen.
So the calling continues, the gathering continues.
Ministry of Reconciliation.
Until now.
Amen.
You see, so that is one, you know, when you say those who are bidding, who are those?
Who are those who are bidding?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of them. And I hope you know also, that is the story in the book of Esther.
Okay.
Chapter 1 mm-hmm. and chapter 2.
Amen.
It's the same thing repeated here.
Amen. Amen.
The salvation was meant for the Jews,
mm,
and they turned it down, which is typed by Queen Vashti.
Amen.
And then we know how she rejected the offer, the call to come.
Amen.
And show forth. So they had to go to look for the replacement, for which is what you see in Luke chapter 14.
Hallelujah.
And the same thing also you see in Matthew chapter 22.
Okay.
You know, it's the same story also.
Okay.
They rejected it. Mm. They had to go and then find a replacement.
Okay.
It is Jews and how the Gentiles came in. Jews rejecting the gospel and the Gentiles
came in
through evangelism, Apostle Paul and the rest. Mm. And there's still more room. That's why God has raised evangelists, Gabriel Nyejaka, and all of them. And then they're still going around and bidding the people come and enjoy the feast. And also, it's still not over. The call still continue. Mm. Mm. You know, where you see in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17.
Okay, Revelation 22, 17.
Yes.
Okay. And the Spirit, all right. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come.
Yes.
And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Whosoever. The call continues. And this evening light, I must drop what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, Matthew chapter 24, concerning his coming.
Okay.
Verse 27.
Matthew 24, 27.
Yes.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east,
yes,
and shineth even unto the west,
uh-huh,
so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Okay. Hallelujah. So, you know, at the going of the sun,
mm-hmm,
it's at the end of the day.
Okay.
That is where we see the coming of the Lord.
Okay.
The end of the program.
Okay.
The end of the day of redemption.
Okay.
Spiritually speaking.
So I'm still coming on this scripture that let's read it again. Revelation 19.
Okay, let's
from verse 7 to 9. I want to read it again.
Yes.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. His wife has made herself ready. Verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Mm.
And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God.
Yes.
So I want to know, this event, is it not a future event?
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. We talk about the call.
Yes.
That's why I said the call is going to, the supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb,
mm,
is what goes on during the seven church ages.
Wow.
Mm. That is.
It's not a thing.
You know. Then, but something that happens so that you don't just assume that you are part of it.
Okay.
He brings it out in Matthew chapter 22.
Okay.
Let's read it.
Okay. Matthew chapter 22.
Okay, read it from verse 1. So
okay, for emphasis. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, yes, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and set forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come.
Yes.
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage.
Yes.
But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise.
Yes.
And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them.
Yes.
But when the king heard these things, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers.
So we know, everybody reading this, you know that's what happened in AD 70.
Amen.
After
that's right,
they destroyed the disciples, and they were, all they were doing with Christ and his followers.
Yes, and burned up that city.
Yeah, they burned up the city. That city is Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Go on.
Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidding were not worthy.
Go. Who are they? That's the Jews. That's the Vashta.
Amen.
Oh. Yes, the Jews.
Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, be to the marriage.
Yes.
So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good.
That's why Gabriel is here.
Amen.
And the wedding was finished.
Me that is good is here. Gabriel that is bad is here. Okay, vice versa. Sorry, I was worse than you.
Yeah.
I was worse than
and
you.
And the wedding was furnished with guests.
Now you see, furnished with
guests.
Guests. Everybody saying, what?
I'm a Christian.
I am a Christian. Yeah. I am one of the guests. I am this. I am that. I am this. Go on.
And when the king came in to see the guests.
Now, at the end of it all, before the marriage proper, the ceremony starts.
He saw there a
there
man.
Will be an inspection.
Wow.
There will be an inspection to know how ready you are. What qualifies you is that all those who will be part of that feast, that ceremony of that great day, they have a certain dress that they will be dressed by.
Amen.
And what happened?
And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Yes.
And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in Ida, not having a wedding garment?
Uh-huh.
And he was speechless.
And he was?
Speechless.
Speechless.
Go on. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
There are those that will face the shaking of the great day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to consider this as those who will follow the tribulation. Because I've always believed that great tribulation is the time of Jacob's trouble. Okay. It has nothing to do with Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen.
But immediately after the tribulation of those days, read it.
Matthew 24. Okay.
Verse 29.
Yes. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man.
That is what it means, that that will be your lot.
Mm.
Cast you out because you will not be part of that.
You'll be the nation of teeth.
Yes.
Okay, so it's already going on.
It's going on.
Wow.
Yes.
So this scripture is not like a prophecy, you know, where we are expecting a marriage.
I've because you will notice that. Because it says the wife is ready. Ready for what?
Oh my.
It says the wife has made herself ready. And how is the wife get herself ready? That is how Esther got herself ready. She was dressed by the chamberlains.
Okay. So,
by those seven star messengers.
Wow, wow, wow.
That you see in the right hand of Christ, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 16.
Hmm.
He got herself ready. And the evidence of her readiness is that it was granted that she should be arrayed. She is dressed. She does not dress herself.
Hallelujah.
She is dressed. And who dresses her?
The seven chamberlains.
It's the chamberlains.
Amen.
The star messengers.
Amen. And the fine linen is a righteousness.
And he said what? It is they are dressed with the righteousness of the saints.
Mm.
And the righteousness of the saints is not Selah white garment church.
Amen.
No.
It's your word for your
day. It's not a white dress. Pastor Moses dresses sometimes to church.
That's true.
No. It is the right standing before God at every age.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Remember, righteousness of saints is the right standing before God
at every stage. And so, and we are now in the last church age. And there is God's own righteousness for this age.
Amen.
The righteousness for this age is the stage of the fruit
producing.
Or what I call the perfecting ministry. After the restoration.
Oh my God.
Wow. We must have the last stage of the restoration, which is the perfection.
So you're
and
shaking
that my... is done through that other chamberlain.
Hallelujah.
Known as Hegel.
Amen.
In the book of Esther, chapter 2.
Amen.
After those seven star messengers, the seven chamberlains, there was another Hegel, the keeper of the women.
Amen.
There is the keeper of the women that is produced, is given to him from those seven chamberlains. There is one other chamberlain that received them when they prepared and finished with whatever they had all through the seven church ages, whatever you were able to produce, and you give them again to him for perfection. It is for perfection. And it is only from him. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He alone keeps the queen.
Hallelujah.
Keeps. Then the others that desire that they will dress themselves, there is the chamberlain that takes care of them, known as Shah Ashgaz.
Yes.
All these things are there to help us understand what this marriage that is going on is all about.
Okay.
So it is the word that he gives for that end.
That's the righteousness.
That is the righteousness.
God
dresses us.
Oh. Whew, shook my foundation today. The foundation of my
your denominational upbringing.
No, this is actually an intermessage foundation, sir. Okay, we'll take a short break
now. We need the break.
So that we can digest properly this strong meat that the pastor is giving to us. And when we come back, we'll continue to understand the wedding day. God bless you.